climb in and hold on.
We're driving the conversation.
It's the Joel and Thomas Show, powered by Teton Toyota.
Joining me in studio right now is Mindy Schmidt. She is the owner of the Preparedness Store. Mindy, thanks so much for stopping by.
Jolynn, thank you for having me. It is such a pleasure.
Mindy, it is so cold out there, and that starts to make us think about the different kinds of emergencies. For instance, folks were without power in Burley. What do people need to pay close attention to right now?
Well, Jolynn, that's a really good question, because we never think about what we're going to do in an emergency situation really until the emergency happens, unless we start thinking about everything that we need to do. So it really takes some forethought. We had a taste of it with COVID and toilet paper, and how many people were caught without toilet paper and all of a sudden it wasn't available. Well, what about electricity? And we all know the electricity could go out at any time. Like you mentioned, it happened to folks in Burley when the winter storm blew all the power poles down, and there were a number of people without electricity for several days. And it could very well happen here, especially in this kind of weather and the winds we've been having. So some of the things to think about in that type of situation: what do you need without electricity? How are you going to feed your family? Do you have enough food stockpiled for several days? That's going to make everybody happy. How are you going to prepare that food? What about water? What about heat? Heat is super, super important, especially in temperatures like these that we're having right now. With heat, your furnace, your gas furnace, is not going to work without electricity. You may have a gas fireplace, but that's not going to blow any warm air out without electricity. So what are you going to do for heat? So those are the things that we teach at the Preparedness Store. We offer food items. We teach you about water storage. We offer those kinds of things. We teach you everything that you need to do. So not only do we sell the items, we teach you. We have handouts. We give you ideas, and then we just let you go from there and how prepared you want to be for you and your family.
As you're talking, I mean, you're so right. We don't often think about that until we need it.
Exactly.
Hence the importance of being prepared beforehand. What would you say is the best first step that somebody could take to make sure that they're prepared?
In temperatures like this, definitely that we come to the basic three, which is food, water, and shelter. Now, you can live without food for about 2 weeks. You can only live without water for about 3 days. So if you're not going to have water, or if you're not going to have clean water, think about water storage. We actually have products that will keep your water storage good for 7 years. You just put it in and it doesn't affect the taste. Also, heat sources. We have heat sources for you, and we also offer a lot of different types of food, even freeze-dried meals that you just add some water to, and they're really good meals. So you can have your scrambled eggs in an emergency situation. You can have your lasagna in the evening. Just those different kinds of things. Also, something that people don't think about is, if we don't have water, for example, where are we going to go to the bathroom?
Oh, right.
So that's just something to think about. We kind of laugh about it, but it's a real thing.
And as far as the meals, so you would just add some water to these freeze-dried meals?
Yes, we have packages of freeze-dried meals, a lot of different varieties, and they're actually 2 servings, and they're big servings per package. And all you have to do really then is just heat up some water, add some warm water to those, let those rehydrate just for a few minutes, and you have some really delicious food, which is great to take in your car, which is great to have on hand at home in a 72-hour kit. Those are perfect.
Let's talk about the car a little bit, because as we're out on the road, if we were to get stranded, imagine if you have nothing in your car. That's pretty frightening. What should people have on hand?
definitely have a bug out bag, or as some people call it, a 72-hour kit. If you can't have all of the items, there are some basic items you definitely will need to survive. You're going to need a heat source of some type, and we carry those that you can safely use inside your vehicle. You definitely need blankets and things to wrap up in, because if you're stuck out in the snow somewhere, you need to stay warm. Your car is, you can only start your car like every so often because of the carbon, you know, buildup. So you need to be careful of that. Food is great. You'll want a light source. So those are the kinds of things you really need to think about having and carrying with you all the time in your car, and water as well. Because like I said, we can't really do much of anything without water. We're not going to live that long without water.
That's a great point, Mindy. And one of the things that a lot of people tend to point to with the water is that in these temperatures, that water is going to freeze very quickly. What options do you have for dealing with that?
So we have little heat sources that can easily be tucked away in your car. For example, I have what's a little emergency candle type of thing, and it's an oil base, so it doesn't freeze. And so I can light that. Matches are super important, because you can't have heat unless you have something to light it with. And then we carry little packages, actually, of water. They're in Mylar packaging, and those you can just set over your heat source, and they will melt enough to keep you hydrated throughout however length of time that you're going to be there, if they are frozen.
It sounds like a 72-hour kit might be a really good way for people to kind of get into this preparedness mode. What different options do you have with the 72-hour kits?
So we carry three different basic 72-hour kits. I should say we carry a basic one. Then we carry an intermediate one. The basic has everything you need to stay alive. The intermediate one adds more options. And then we have kind of the big daddy of 72-hour kits, where you're going to get everything in there. You're going to get the tent, and you're going to get, you know, the ponchos. You're going to get the blankets. You're going to get, you know, all the food. You're going to get everything that you need in that. Or if you want to build your own, we have everything that you need to do that. And we have handouts that you can have that will teach you, you know, exactly what you need for what type of situations that you're in.
So people would probably want to have one at home and then one in the car.
Best case scenario, yes, absolutely. I have a 72-hour kit in my home, and for a long time I didn't have one in my car, but I'm usually away from my home because I'm working.
Right.
Traveling or whatever. So that 72-hour kit is not with me all the time, the one I have at home. So having one in your car is super important.
And Mindy, any final pieces of advice for people who may feel a little overwhelmed because they really haven't been getting into this idea of being prepared?
Yes, don't worry about buying everything and getting everything all at once. If you are going to be traveling and like the storms that we've had, and we have another one coming up, you know, soon, make sure it's easy to throw a few things into your car. Just throw it in a backpack, put it in there, you're going to be prepared. I see people traveling without coats because they always think nothing is going to happen to me.
Mm-hmm.
So make sure you take your coat, your gloves, because your car, as you know, is going to get cold really, really fast if you are stuck. Even on I-15, that's our main corridor, really. But we see people get stuck on I-15 all the time, and emergency vehicles can't get to them, you know, faster than their car is going to cool off. So you need to be prepared definitely for cold weather.
Exactly. These cold temperatures can certainly wreak havoc. Mindy Schmidt, owner of the Preparedness Store, thank you so much. How can people get more info?
We have a Facebook page, and then you can also visit our website at thepreparednessstore.com.
Mindy, always a pleasure. Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks, JoLynn.